Hi, this is Tiffany, and you're listening to Life Track. Today, we have Pastor Jim McLarty of Grace Christian Assembly helping us with the life question, why is Jesus different than other religious figures in history? Thanks for helping us out, Pastor Jim.
Happy to be here, Tiffany.
Now, in today's society, it seems that open-mindedness is the best thing. So whether you believe in Buddha or Allah or Jesus, society says, hey, it's all right because it's what you believe. And yet as Christians, we have historical, factual reasons that really do put Jesus in a class all by himself, so that our argument for his superiority over other religious figures does go beyond our belief. Let's talk about what those are.
Well, okay, yeah, it's a really good question, and I'm glad that it came up, because I don't care if you're a kid or you're an adult, you're going to ask the question every once in a while in your life, is Christianity really true? Why do I believe what I believe? Let me give you three fundamental reasons why we are convinced that Christianity is right and that Jesus is unique. That's what we're going to focus on, the uniqueness of Jesus. The first thing that's unique about Jesus, every historic world religion has a leader behind it, or someone who established the religion. But no leader of any historic world religion ever claimed to be God. And that's really important. Doesn't matter if you're looking at Buddha, doesn't matter if you're looking at Confucius, doesn't matter if you're looking at Muhammad, who said that Allah was God, but Muhammad was his prophet. Every one of those leaders of an established world religion said that there was a God, but they weren't it. Now, when Jesus walked on the stage of history, he made himself equal with God. That's completely unique. He also said, no man comes to the Father but by me. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. He equated himself with God the Father. He told his apostles, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So that's the first unique thing that we need to remember about Jesus. Unlike any other world leader of an established religion, he did make himself equal with God. Now, the second point is very much like that one. Every other leader of a world religion established a way or an ethic or a series of rules and regulations. They would say, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that, and then you'll get to heaven. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus is the only one who said, I'm the way, and I'm the truth, and I'm the life. He made himself the center of the religious universe. He never preached an ethic or a philosophy separate from himself. He said, what you do with me, what you think of me, your faith in me, is the deciding factor in your eternity. So let me clear this up for you. Every religion says, do this, do this, do this, you'll go to heaven. Jesus said, have faith in me, you'll go to heaven. Completely unique. The third really unique factor about Jesus is that he is the only one who offered a proof that what he was saying was true. When some of his followers came to him and said, show us a sign, and then we'll believe that you're the Messiah, he said, God has deigned to give you one sign, the sign of Jonah. Now, you all probably remember the story of Jonah. Jonah was in a fish's belly for 3 days and 3 nights. So Jesus said, likewise, he would be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights and then rise again. And then he did it. He actually died on a cross, was buried for 3 days and 3 nights, and then rose again from the dead, proving that everything he said about himself is true. So those three factors in particular make him completely unique from every other leader and every other religion in the world. Let's review those real quickly. Number one, he's the only one who ever said that he was a deity, that he was one with God. Number two, he preached himself rather than preaching a series of rules and regulations. And number three, he set out to prove that everything he said was true. And if you look at the historic evidence, there's no other conclusion. Smart people for the last 2,000 years have been looking at the evidence, and they've all concluded that he must have come up out of that grave. He must have resurrected from the dead. And that means that he is, in fact, the Son of God. And that means that your faith in him will determine your eternity.
Well, you bring up a good point, Pastor Jim, and I think it fits in really well with this lesson. All the information that we have about Jesus, the primary information that we study from as Christians, is the Bible. And I think a lot of people out there don't realize how much archaeological and historical evidence there is out there that supports this as a true historical document. What kind of evidence do we have?
Well, let me arm the kids that are listening out there with this bit of information. As they grow in their Christian walk, they're going to have people come up to them and say, well, the Bible isn't really a trustworthy document. You can't really trust what the Bible says because it was written by people who were already converted to the Christian religion. They were already believers, and so what they wrote can't necessarily be trusted. First off, everyone who wrote a document or a letter in the New Testament, when they were writing it, they didn't know they were writing what we would now call the Bible. They were writing to their friends, they were writing to the churches, and they were writing about things that happened to them that were so overwhelming and so amazing that they couldn't help but sit down and write a letter. For instance, if any one of us had walked and talked with Jesus and then see him die on the cross and then see him buried in a tomb and then a week later he's walking and talking and eating with us, I think every one of us would sit right down and type out an email to our best friends and say, you're not going to believe what happened. I met a man who told me about God, and then he died, and he's alive again. And that's exactly how the Bible, especially the New Testament, came into being. Fishermen, tax collectors, people like you and me, had astounding things happen to them that were so overwhelming that they just had to sit down and write about it. Now, it's true that if the only evidence we had was from these people who walked and talked with Jesus, it might be a little suspect. But the fact of the matter is, we also have evidence that's called extra-biblical. In other words, historic documents that are outside the Bible. Tacitus was a Roman historian that was alive during the time of Jesus. And he admits that Jesus lived, that he died on a cross, and that he was preached as being alive and well again. There was a Jewish historian by the name of Josephus. He writes about Jesus, that he was a historic figure, a man who lived, who died, and who was preached as raised again. None of these documents were written by Christian people, but they were written by people who had seen these events and had seen how Christianity overtook the world at that time, and they also were so amazed by the events that they had to sit down and write about it. Well, we have all those documents. We have all that proof. And as you said, as archaeology continues to dig, the further they dig and the more evidence they find, the more they find that the Bible is telling the truth, and the Bible continues to be verified in a way that no other religious document does. In fact, I'll give you one more example of how Jesus is completely unique among religious figures. The Old Testament has hundreds and hundreds of prophecies about Jesus, about the Messiah, where he'd be born, that he would go down into Egypt, how he would die, that he would live again, the kind of things he'd do, even like walking on the water, which he did. All of those things were prophesied, and of the hundreds of prophecies written about him, Jesus fulfilled every single one in his lifetime. Well, that's quite astounding. You don't have any other religious leader where there were thousands of years of prophecy that were then fulfilled by any one man. So the deeper we dig into the Bible, the deeper we dig into history, and the deeper we dig into the sciences like archaeology, the more we find that the Bible is the only book that continues to show itself to be true and credible. And that's really quite amazing.
Well, Pastor Jim, before we sign off here, is there anything else you want to let the youth know that are listening?
I just want to invite them to come by our website. Anybody who wants to dig deeper into the subject, whether that's a kid or an adult, anyone who's struggling with the reality of the resurrection of Christ, invite them to come by our website, which is www.salvationbygrace, all one word, salvationbygrace.org. So we welcome them to come by and have a look.
Wow, that is a lot of information, Pastor Jim. Thank you so much. And I definitely hope it helps the youth listening out there to feel more secure in their faith, knowing that there is factual reasons about the uniqueness of Christ and that the Bible is valid and it's true. This is Tiffany with LifeTrack, and thanks for listening.